In Houston, a jury has convicted Andrea Yates of capital murder. She admitted drowning her five young children in their bathtub. Her plea of not guilty by reason of insanity left the jurors to decide whether she knew what she did was wrong.
In cause number 880205, the state of Texas versus Andrea Pia Yates, we, the jury, find the defendant, Andrea Pia Yates, guilty of capital murder as charged in the indictment. Signed by the foreperson.
NPR's Kathy Lorre is in Houston. Kathy, when Judge Belinda Hill read out that verdict, what was the scene in the courtroom?
It was a solemn courtroom today. Andrea Yates herself did not react much during the trial. She did look at her mother after the verdict was read. Rusty Yates, Andrea's husband, did say oh God, something like that, put his head in his hands, and ultimately when he was allowed to, walked out of the courtroom briskly. But you know, I think people were stunned.
Now, both the prosecution and the defense agreed in this case that Andrea Yates was mentally ill, and there was a lot of medical testimony in this trial. How did all that figure in closing arguments today?
In the closing arguments, both sides used the testimony of the doctors to say that, you know, their side was the right side. In other words, the defense said that Andrea Yates was psychotic, and there was a lot of evidence, a two-year history, that she believed that what she was doing was right, that she was saving her children from going to hell. Legally, the question was, did she know what right from wrong at the time of the actions? And it appears that the jury accepted the prosecution's side, and the prosecution today said that, you know, though Andrea Yates was mentally ill, the crime was well thought out, that Andrea Yates waited for an opportunity when no one was home to do this, and that it took some time for each of the five children to die. In fact, the prosecution said that they used Andrea Yates' own words against her when she was questioned by the police, saying that she told the police she knew what she did was wrong.
Now, the jury took less than 4 hours to reach the guilty verdict. After hearing more than 3 weeks of evidence, is this seen as an important case for the insanity defense?
It is an important case in the state of Texas for the insanity defense. In fact, one of the lawyers said, if Andrea Yates is not insane, who is? Who would qualify for the insanity defense? And that was even thrown out to the jury prior to the verdict. So this quick verdict leaves some people wondering, you know, if they can make an insanity case in Texas. It's very difficult to make an insanity case in any state, but it seems to be most difficult in Texas.
Kathy, just very briefly, Andrea Yates is guilty of capital murder, but she hasn't been sentenced yet. When will that be decided?
The jury will take a day off, and they will start on Thursday with the punishment phase. Ultimately, the jury will decide whether Andrea Yates will receive life in prison or the death penalty.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
NPR's Kathy Lorre, reporting from Houston.